Mr. President, Madam Director General, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, I am Sae Ota, Parliamentary Vice Minister of Health, Labor, and Welfare of Japan. I am honored to speak here on behalf of the Government of Japan. Mr. President, we highly commend that 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development has been raised as the main theme at this assembly. The 2030 Agenda sets forth numerous health-related targets to achieve, including the universal health coverage. UHC will facilitate the development of society and strengthen each country's capacity to prevent, detect, and respond to public health emergencies. This year, 2016, is the first step to work toward the 2030 Agenda. Japan is the first country to assume the G7 presidency after the adoption of the 2030 Agenda. And we will also serve as one of the coordinating organizers of the 6th International Conference on African Development, TICAD 6, which will be held in Africa for the first time. Japan will take up health as one of the priority agendas at the G7 Iseshima Summit, which is to be held this week. In it, we will promote health security for all towards the achievement of the SDGs, including UHC. In light of this, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has pledged approximately $1.1 billion for global health institutions, including the WHO. We will further elaborate these issues at TICAD 6 in August and also at the G7 Kobe Health Ministers Meeting in September. Mr. President, we highly commend WHO for embarking on fundamental and substantive organizational reforms under the robust leadership of Director General Dr. Chan. We strongly expect WHO to play a leading role in responding to health emergencies in its capacity as the sole technical agency in the field of global health. We believe it is imperative to apply the lessons learned from the Ebola outbreak and reinforce existing mechanisms for realizing better international coordination in case of large-scale health emergencies. For that, it needs to strengthen coordination arrangement and facilitate cooperation with the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, and other relevant institutions. We need to invest in stronger WHO. Japan has contributed approximately $11 million to the WHO Contingency Fund for Emergencies, the largest so far. To further support WHO, the amount pledged by Prime Minister Abe for WHO adds up to approximately $50 million over coming years, provided that the WHO demonstrates its successful implementation of the emergency reforms. For many countries, one of the pressing health issues is how to maintain the healthcare system in an aging society. Japan has the most rapidly aging society in the world, and therefore, we would like to share our accumulated wealth of policies and findings in this area with other countries. At this assembly, Japan is leading a resolution on aging and health. We anticipate that the Global Strategy and Action Plan on Aging and Health will be adopted, and each country will proceed with formulating a national action framework and strengthen its healthcare system to meet the needs of the elderly. The issue of antimicrobial resistance has become a common threat to us. In April, Japan adopted a communique at the Tokyo meeting of health ministers on antimicrobial resistance in Asia to realize a collaborative response to AMR in the Asia-Pacific region. Japan will continue to work with other countries in the lead up to the high-level meeting on AMR to be held at this year's United Nations General Assembly in September. Mr. President, Japan strongly believes that through the WHO reforms currently being implemented by Director General Dr. Chan, the WHO leadership in the field of the global health will continue to improve public health for all humankind. Japan will actively support WHO and continue to work with everyone who endeavors to improve the health of all people. Thank you for your kind attention.